All eyes are on today's ECB policy decision. Interestingly enough, we have been seeing some demand ahead of the event risk. Some are attributing the flow to a repricing of expectations after the RBNZ and Bank of Canada came out with 50 basis point rate hikes the other day. But we think the bounce is more likely a function of position squaring ahead of the risk and perhaps on the back of some of the recovery and risk sentiment into Thursday. As far as expectations go, policy is widely expected to be left unchanged, though President Lagarde could offer some clues on an end date for net bond buying, likely in the third quarter, and on the timing of a rate hike, which would probably come in the second half of this year. Still, it doesn't feel like the ECB will be wanting to get overly hawkish just yet. After all, the Fed hasn't made any major moves on rates despite all of the indications we've been getting. The ECB is still not ready to give up on the view that inflation will likely cool off, and the uncertainty around fallout from the war between Russia and the Ukraine is still a major concern that should keep the ECB from wanting to give off too hawkish of a message. And so, while there could be some indications of a push towards policy normalization, we don't believe there will be enough today to justify any sustainable jump in the euro, with rallies expected to be well capped. So, if we do see the euro run higher, it will probably be more a function of bigger picture macro flow and a recovery in global sentiment, which weighs on the US dollar than anything else. We don't see the euro being repriced substantially higher on a more hawkish ECB policy decision. That's all for now.